As you've heard elsewhere in the program this morning, President Barack Obama spoke at Boise State University yesterday. During the address, the president bragged about innovation taking place in Boise and on the BSU campus. A crowd estimated to be at about 5,000 people heard the address firsthand, but a lot of people who wanted to be there couldn't be. The White House limited the number of tickets that were available for the event, and as Adam Cotterell reports, those who watched Mr. Obama on TV at home may have actually had a better seat than some of those who attended.
If you've never been to the Cavan Williams Sports Complex on the Boise State campus, it's a football field under something that resembles an airplane hangar. And today, there's a stage where the president will speak in about an hour. Thousands of people stand waiting for him. But some of those waiting can't actually see that stage.
Is there any way I can get up high where I can see?
I don't think so.
Hey, I'm shorter than you.
Yeah, I need by an inch.
But it's not so much their height keeping these people from seeing as the 10-foot-tall platform between them and the stage.
What's up there? You press?
Press, yeah.
It's a platform with dozens of TV cameras between part of the audience and where the president will speak. One audience member remarks that if one particular cameraman could move, she might be able to see.
The guy with the black sweater with the headphone thing on?
The audience is separated from the media by a metal barrier. Security here is tight, but I'm on the media side.
You can walk over and ask him to move over.
So I do. I climb the platform and strike up a conversation with Ryan Hilliard.
I was talking to some people back there, and they said that you are right in their way. See them waving back there? Are you going to be standing here the whole time?
Yeah, we're broadcasting this for Channel 7. I'm in charge of making sure everybody else at home can see what I'm showing, so I think that's the important part.
Those audience members I spoke with, people who stood in line outside Albertson Stadium Monday to get tickets, want to know why the facility is set up this way. So I asked one of the people behind the scenes. He requested that I not use his name, but his company does light and sound for everything from rock concerts to presidential appearances.
This is all about TV and the press, where a concert is more about making an event for the live audience. This is more about making a great event for the press.
Melissa Davlin has noticed that this event seems to be more about the media than the audience. Davlin is with Idaho Public Television. She notes all the space reporters have. One whole end of the field has been cordoned off just for media. There are tables for computers, two platforms for cameras. Meanwhile, the audience stands below and, in some cases, behind the press.
And you notice, too, that in the press area, they give preference to the national media. So it's not even about the Boise community or the Idaho community. The goal is to get the president's message, from what I understand, out to the national audience as a whole. And so it is kind of a media event in that way.
On one level, it's obvious. The president of the United States doesn't travel across the country to speak to a few thousand Boiseans. He travels across the U.S. to speak to the whole country with Boise as the backdrop.
Would you please help me welcome the president of the United States?
But by and large, those who are here seem to be okay with the arrangement. It is, after all, a rare moment when the president of the United States is focused on their city, their university, and, of course, their football field.
In a place like Idaho, the only blue turf is on your field.
So if Obama's message was for the nation, not his Boise audience, what did the nation end up hearing? They heard that Boise State is much more than its famous football field. The national audience yesterday heard a message about innovation, hands-on learning, and technology that's helping the local economy.
Some of your faculty and students are working with next-generation materials like graphene, which is a material that's thinner than paper and stronger than steel. It's amazing. And the work you do here is one of the reasons why Boise is one of our top cities for tech startups.
And it was a message delivered, of course, by none other than the President of the United States. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.